aka Bring It Down, Chicky. We are the three ladies from an Acquired Taste podcast, your weekly reminder that you don't have the strangest thoughts in the world.
We do.
And we bring it to you on a platter in a podcast every week.
Your hair is looking unbelievable, Sam.
Mighty fine.
I stopped doing it curly because it's just easier to wake up early and throw it up. And I'm learning I forget how curly.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
It's dark and just your curls are like voluptuous.
They just don't agree with one another. like Yaya Yuritsa has really nice curly hair, and it all decides to, like, they get together every morning and they're like, all right, we're going to part here and we're all going to go our separate ways, but, you know, united but divided, whatever. Yeah. Mine are like methed out. They don't discuss which way they're going to go. So I have some curls that go straight down and seem way shorter than another one that's the same length.
I love them.
See, they just decide to do their own thing.
I would die for curly hair like you have.
See, I'm like my best comparison is I'm like a sheepdog. Unless it's really long, long enough for me to brush it out of my face, which it's not. It grows in every which direction and goes right down in front of my face. And you can't, there's no telling it what to do.
It's awesome.
It's fun.
I have
annoying.
Zero sympathy for you right now because your hair looks so amazing. Yeah. I'm just like, yeah, tell me your sob story, a girl with amazing hair.
Okay, well, thank you. But I see your natural curl compliment and I raise you, both of you, you two can do any natural color, quote unquote, and it'll look natural. Whereas if I'm not a brunette, I look fake as hell.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. I don't have a tone for it. If I do blonde, you will try and put me in the hospital. I will look ill.
Yeah,
and
you're more olive.
If I do red, it has to be like fire engine red.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Doesn't work. So,
all right, okay.
So we all have our hair strengths in this room.
No one's ever happy.
The hair is always greener on the other side.
Ooh, green hair though.
Green hair, yeah.
That sounds fun.
St. Patrick's Day is coming up.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. This is the time of year where these holidays do nothing for me.
What do you mean?
New Year's Eve does nothing for me. It's like my least favorite holiday. It's just like it's hyped and it's boring and dumb. And then Valentine's Day does nothing for me. I think
it's a Hallmark holiday.
Yeah, and like it's even when I really liked it, I always got my hopes up really high, so they were always dashed.
Oh,
and then
no.
Like St. Patrick's Day, I'm not a huge beer drinker. I'm not Irish. I know everyone's Irish on St. Patrick's Day, but like I also don't love to day drink that much. So it's like none of these holidays really do anything for me.
Okay.
Which is nice because the pressure's off.
Have you ever done like any kind of bar hopping, either of you, on any of these big day drinking holidays?
I did for St. Patrick's Day 1 year. I was dating a guy who was like a really heavy drinker, and so were all of his friends. And so we did it, and it was fun.
Right.
But it's not something I need to do every year or like terribly look forward to.
Fair. Yeah.
So where I live in Hoboken, not so much now, but in the past, Hoboken used to have a blowout town-wide, city-wide party for St. Patrick's Day.
Woo-hoo!
And it didn't happen on St. Patrick's Day. It was a few weekends ahead, and it's called Hoboken St. Patrick's Day. It's a really creative title.
Yes.
And the bars all celebrate, and there's like a million house parties, and you can kind of just walk down the street and figure out which apartments or houses are having parties and then walk in.
That sounds like so much fun.
Yeah.
Until the arrests happen.
In theory.
For a few hours.
So I moved to Hoboken on Hoboken St. Patrick's Day.
No.
I moved the night before. I was 22 years old. And I was like, wow, this must be what Hoboken is like every weekend.
Oh my God. Why are these people coming in my house?
And my housemates threw a huge party. They checked with me ahead of time. Like, hey, there's like this thing called Hoboken St. Patrick's Day. But yeah, I love celebrating St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, it's fun for me. I've not done it a whole lot. Because I get nervous unless I'm in the right mindset with huge crowds.
Yeah.
So you have to be ready to be packed in a bar and not be able and feel like you're drowning.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no water. But if I'm in the right mindset and with the right people, I think like that was Bethany why you had such a good time probably because you were enjoying the atmosphere of the people.
Yeah.
We the people have a good time and know how to party. Like I can get down on that.
The thing that I do love, so do they not do Hoboken St. Patrick's Day anymore? They kind of cut down on it.
It got so out of control. control that the parade has forever been canceled. There used to be a parade that went along with it. And now the bars are a little bit discouraged from like really hooping it up.
But they do have Leprechaun, right?
Yeah.
Instead of Leprechaun.
Hoboken Leprechaun. Everybody dresses up as Leprechaun.
There was 1 year during Hoboken's St. Patrick's Day that I was at the salon.
Okay.
And we were following the police blotter.
That's the best part.
Yeah, there was a website. It's like Hoboken 411 or something.
Yeah.
And we were just following the live updates of who was getting arrested and for what. And it was like, you know, 21-year-old male caught urinating out of second story window, promptly arrested. No. And then I would refresh and I would read it out to the entire salon.
I wonder if every town has this. Everyone listening has to check this out because this sounds like a good read. And I mean that in the most tasteful way possible.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, 22. And everyone who lives in Hoboken is like 25 or younger. So it's like 23-year-old female falls asleep in own vomit. It's like 2 in the afternoon.
Yes. I love walking down the street and people are just asleep on the curb.
Yep.
Did you see that there was a picture that went viral a few weeks ago? It was a woman using, she was asleep on the sidewalk and she used a slice of pizza as a pillow.
Oh.
So she's just asleep, knocked out in a party outfit and there's a piece of pepperoni pizza under her cheek.
It's soft and warm.
Dough side up or cheese side up?
Cheese side up. It's the warmer side and it is softer.
I bet that exacerbated her skin though, like nothing else.
Poor thing.
Oh.
Wait, so today is Valentine's Day. Is anybody celebrating tonight with special people or gals?
No, I'm going to a runway show at 4 today.
That's kind of celebrating.
Yeah.
Because it's lingerie.
I know. Yeah. And then I'm going home, and I'm excited to not have to do anything tonight. Like, that's what I've become.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
What about you guys? You're both in relationships.
I'm not doing anything. We had lunch last week because our schedules just don't agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then that's the end of the story. We don't agree.
So did you give gifts? This is your first Valentine's Day.
Oh, can I say? I'm going to have to tell him he can't listen until after. We are giving gifts. Once his arrives, it's late. Or he forgot. Either one, I'm cool with, as long as the gift is good enough. But I got him, so he's a rock climber, and for all you people who know rock climbers out there, they have to work on something called pinch grip, which is when you hold on to something just with your fingertips. And it's a hard muscle to work out because no amount of weightlifting, or no matter how strong you are, or hand workout things, it's different. Pinch grip is very specific. So he's trying to work on it more. I'm so proud of this! Okay, so I got a rock hold where you would just pinch it that you usually would put in a wall. And I went to Home Depot and I spoke to a guy named Bill, who's super sweet, taught me how to tie knots. And I made this rope thing where you can attach various weights on the end of it. So he can just pick it up. It's like a computer mouse. Like he can just pick it up and adjust whatever weight and just hold it. So it's a workout for your hands.
Wait.
So he can like work out when he's not at the rock gym.
You invented something.
Yeah, did you just invent something?
No, other people have made them. I haven't seen a company that's like the pinch grip workout. But
hello.
Other people in the community have made it. Like I've seen other people play on it when I go to the rock gym with like a 2x4. I'm
you
like
need to patent that.
Well, okay, if you're listening, Kat's in the bag now.
Trademark dibs. She trademark dibs it.
I'm gonna take a picture once he opens it. I'm so excited.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and I didn't puncture anything, and I used a power tool.
Oh, I'm very impressed with you.
Thanks.
Power tools turned me on.
Next time, I'll send you a video.
What about you, Kathleen? What are you gonna do for Valentine's Day?
We will be continuing our tradition of ordering Indian takeout and eating until we hate ourselves.
I love that idea.
Yeah.
That's sexy.
Yeah, I'm not really into it. I do have a collection of cardigans with hearts on them that I didn't wear today for some reason, but I will wear it for the rest of the week to celebrate the love that flows all the time.
That's cute.
Yeah, I'm not into it. It's like cheesy, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
And I think greeting cards are a waste of paper.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. I feel like the three surly women on the podcast is like, rah.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day is the worst.
It's subjective. I don't think we're being bitter. Yeah. It's just not, you know, it's whatever.
Yeah, okay. I feel bad for listener listening who like has stars in her eyes and loves Valentine's Day. And we're like, it's the worst. I feel like we can be a little bit more honest on this podcast.
Yes,
I feel like if you've hung in there with us for 50-some episodes, you know,
3 so far, 53.
You're like, you're with us. You get us.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a little more honest about my feelings about hay being used at weddings.
Well, here's the one thing that I associate Valentine's Day with. The first, because there's always that one thing, game association, romantic movies. And most chick flicks, in quotes, whatever you want to call it.
Rom-coms.
Rom-coms. They don't do it for me.
What?
They don't do it for me.
Rom-coms are my Bible.
It has to be a really good rom-com. It has to be like an A-plus rom-com. No subpar.
Okay, so what for you is an A-plus rom-com?
Deadpool. Deadpool is my favorite rom-com ever. Also, I love Bridesmaids.
That is a good rom-com.
I love that movie so much. But other than that,
Are you thinking Bride Wars?
No, yes, Bride Wars. Bride Wars. Also amazing, but that's more calm
Bride
than rom.
Wars is yeah. top notch.
Bride Wars is great. Yeah. is top notch. Top yes, notch. Thank you for that, Bethany.
Yes.
Those are amazing. But if you put five of them in front of me, I'm only going to like one. Like, I'm not the biggest... Like, Nicholas Sparks movies just make me more sad. The Notebook is an exception. I get it. Whatever. But the other ones, just like, I'm bummed. I wasn't with you. You know what I mean? Like, this is so out there to me that this is not what love is. I want to see the sequel in 4 years when he's taking a dump and she's like, shut the door! Like,
this is 42 or something.
Exactly. I love that movie. Yeah.
So, Nicholas Sparks movies are not rom-coms.
No?
Where are they?
They're roms. No, you're right. They're just roms.
They're just roms.
They're just, I don't even know the freaking names of them because I'm so, like, not there.
Definitely. Maybe You've Got Mail, Serendipity, Must Love Dog. Dogs, something's gotta give.
I just don't like them.
You're breaking my heart, guys.
I'm so sorry.
I was watching Definitely Maybe the other day, and I got very excited because there's a scene that's filmed in a park, and I haven't seen the movie for a really long time. It came out in 2008, and guys, it's the park that's across the street from our building here at work.
Rat Park?
Yes!
They filmed a rom-com scene in Rat Park?
They did.
That's cool, but I still don't love the movie. I like it. I love Ryan. I'll take him in.
Yeah, I know.
But it's not...
So, Bethany's calling it Rat Park because...
It is Rat Park.
They've gotten rid of the rats as of recently, but when I first started working for the big show, I would walk by this park in the morning and it would be like little rat Olympics. Like rats jumping over bushes and running under branches.
Tiny javelin throws.
It was really filled with rats.
There are several episodes of at least the first season of Mr. Robot. I haven't watched the second one yet. That's filmed outside our building and also in Rat Park.
No
that's
way.
So cool.
Yeah, I think. Hi, Emily.
Hi, girls. Oh my God.
I think that their studios or whatever are in Tribeca because they also filmed at the Trump Hotel. There was a major scene filmed like in the penthouse area of the Trump Hotel.
And that's right here.
So so yeah, if you want to see what Rat Park looks like, watch Mr. Robot.
Not the official name of the park. So if you Google it, it's not
it, like Tribeca
come up.
Square or something. Yeah. Tribeca.
Not kidding. Literally until this moment, for the past like 4 years I've worked here, thought it was called Rat Park. I don't know. I thought it was like a cute kitschy.
No.
Like I learned something today.
No, it's like Tribeca Square
that
Park.
That sounds nicer.
It's a triangle. Tribeca Triangle Park.
While we are on the topic of rom-coms, I'm going to admit something, and I may have admitted this before, but Sam's going to really hate me for this.
Oh, God.
I picked my wedding song from a soundtrack of a rom-com that I'm obsessed with.
What was your wedding song?
It was Wink and a Smile by Harry Connick Jr., and it's from the soundtrack of Sleepless in Seattle.
Oh, my God.
I'm very sorry.
Harry Connick Jr. is very wedding-y.
I love his voice, but the reason that's why you did it makes me go like...
I love, oh my goodness, and Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan. If someone told me tomorrow, you're not going to live your life anymore. You're just going to watch a continual loop of Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan making flirty eyes at each other and making out. I think I might be okay with that.
I've never seen Sleepless in Seattle.
What?
Oh boy.
Run, Bethany!
I don't care. I don't have any interest. It's like I don't care about The Notebook. I don't care about Sleepless in Seattle.
That one we still have to watch.
I've never seen Serendipity. I know a glove factors in. Look, Kathleen looks like she's in physical pain.
I cannot believe that you haven't seen these movies, essentially because I live my life based off of storylines in these movies.
But it really does, clearly.
But it's like you get your expectations up so high. There's no way any guy can ever live up to the expectations that you created.
Nail on the head. I think that's what it is. Bethany, you've put words into the brain of me. Thank you. Because
it's impossible.
That's it. There are guys that can live up to those
expectations. Listen, not all of us have it, Neil.
I know.
Your charming husband, I love him so much. He wears taco shirts.
He's amazing.
You know, when we first started dating, I had just gotten braces like the week before we started dating, and he came home. We lived together by accident. That's how we met. We were roommates. And he came home with a gallon full of ice cream, and he's like, I got this for you because I know your teeth are hurting.
I love him!
Yeah!
That's why. Okay, now everyone understand. Do you all listening understand everything that's going on in the podcast? Yeah. Yeah. Kathleen loves these romantic movies and rom-coms because she's married to one.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That is not fair.
That's what it is. I went on a date with a guy and we took an Uber home and he dropped himself off first.
No. Oh, man.
Hashtag real life. Oh God!
And you all know who he is.
Yes,
we
do. This is the happiest I've been in days.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. All right. Moving on.
So if I've said this before, Kathleen, but if you and Neil ever split up, I am dating both of you.
Well, I can't think of a better woman for Neil to be with.
And also you. I'm also dating you.
That's fine.
Dibs on you too.
But I am not as nice as Neil.
Didn't we on like a slightly side road? This just reminded me, Kathleen, didn't you mention a long time ago, if God forbid Neil, like, you know, you can't be together anymore, don't you have your backup?
I do. I have my backup husband.
Like, you are. And doesn't Neil know about him?
Yeah, he knows about him.
Is he okay with him?
Yeah, he's okay with him.
This whole thing is hilarious to me.
Everybody has to have like a backup husband.
What?
Yeah. Like, don't you guys have a friend where you're like, hey, if we're not married by X date, you know, which I think is stupid because people can get married really at any age and live totally fulfilled lives.
Yeah.
You know, you have that guy or that girl, you know.
Yeah, but that's not backup
fancy.
Husband.
No, if you already have a husband.
That's husband.
You don't get backup husband. It's like if you have no husband, then you get backup husband. But you have husband.
Yeah, but then I have my backup husband.
She still has backup husband. That is hilarious.
That is like
to
a
me.
Tragedy ever happens.
What I want is a backup. Like, I want, so I have my backup just in case when he turns 40, if neither of us are married, because I'm a couple years older than he is, then we'll be married. But I.
Right?
But I would like a backup to that, just in case he, you know.
Do you want to, like, she has a, it's a runner-up.
Yeah, it's a runner-up. It
question, does he know he's the runner-up?
No, he doesn't.
Oh, okay.
Do you think he'd be okay with it?
I think he would.
Oh my gosh!
Is he married?
No.
Does he have feelings for you?
I don't know.
You should ask him. We should ask him. Should we call him?
Can we call him
now?
No, we're not calling him.
Do you have his phone number?
The phone's attached to the board there.
We're not calling him.
No, are you sure?
He does have feels for me.
Oh!
Yeah, he does. He does have feels for me. You're not calling him.
Give me his phone. Can you pop the phone up?
Give me my phone back. You're not. Stop peeling through my numbers. I know I'm not the only person. Listen, if you are listening to this and you have a backup husband or wife, no.
Caller ID?
Tweet us at Acquired Podcast because I know I'm not crazy.
Don't tweet us because Kathleen's deflecting and she's trying to stop this.
Shh. Listen. Hold on.
Stop it.
What if he answers?
Who are we calling?
What if he answers? Hello?
Backup husband?
Hello?
Perhaps he's busy searching for a backup wife.
That was really weird. Why didn't he answer his phone?
I don't know.
He just knows. He speaks with his heart. That's why.
By the way, you need to get a new code on your phone.
Sorry. I guess 1111 isn't cutting it anymore.
That is hilarious.
All right, we shall call again in 5 minutes and see what happens.
Yeah.
Try it.
One of my favorite things to do is on days like this when I was single, I would take care of myself, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
And Sam has opened up my eyes to Self-Care Sunday.
Yes.
Yeah, about this.
It's just this thing. It's the most unofficial thing ever. It just has a hashtag. Every Sunday, I post a different self-care thing on my Instagram. Now I'm going to shameless self-plug. At Sam and Radio.
Yep.
And I just post a different thing. It's not like lipstick, but it's a lip exfoliant so you can treat your lips well. And it's not.
Oh, so that's what you did this week?
It's like a different thing. It's a beauty related product, but it's not a makeup. It's something that is to aid the wellness of your body or your mind or, you know, your insides. So it's not like a lipstick or a foundation, but like here's an acupuncture mat you can lay down on that helps you prep for sleep or something like that. You know, it's kind of hard to explain, but I feel like you. Okay.
Aromatherapy.
Exactly.
Poppies.
Yoga. Like I got this product I'm trying now that you wipe on your eyelids. I forget the brand offhand. I got it actually. I bought it at the salon we go to, our Dina Kiss and Makeup.
Yeah.
We love this girl. She had this thing that you brush on your eyelids and after a month it's supposed to make them grow longer. So
your eyelids or your eyelashes?
Your
eyelids. God, I hope it makes your eyelids grow longer.
That'd be amazing.
Do you remember that?
Like a basset hound.
That commercial with Claire Danes.
Yes!
for what's it called? Latisse.
Yeah.
Okay. And it was supposed to, you brush it on your eyelashes, it makes them grow, or your eyebrows, it makes them grow longer.
Okay.
But then very quickly at the end of the commercial, it'd be like, may cause discoloration in your eyes.
May make your eyes brown.
Yeah, may cause brown spots in your eyes. And you're like,
what? Rewind, slow down.
May darken your eyelids and make your eyes brown. If you already have brown eyes, no problem. If you have blue eyes, you are
Of which didn't really bother me because I'm willing to try anything that will make me more beautiful.
You know what I want? I would do a, like, may turn one eye a certain color. I want that. Oh my God, thank you.
It's like those so cats. Cool.
Yes, I want, I forget what it's called. It has a name. There's an actual thing. A very small percent of the population have it.
Oh, and Kate Bosworth has
it. Kate Bosworth has it. That's right. It's the most beautiful thing in the world to me. If you have two different color eyes, forget about it. Mm-hmm. Like, that's instant panty dropper. I don't care what gender you are.
Yeah,
I'm there.
Heterochromia iridium.
Oh, my God. So crazy.
So maybe, okay, see, I have dark eyes, but you two both have lighter eyes. Maybe you should get Latisse for one person and then split it. Each of you do one eye and see if you can do that.
I would do that.
I can date both of you.
Wait, does Henry Cavill have that?
What?
Is that, he is even more perfect if he has that. Wait a minute.
Want this?
Maybe it means that two souls are living inside of that being.
So which eye is yours and which eye, how could you tell which one's yours and which is the soul of the other person?
Mm-hmm. You stab one and one doesn't hurt, that's the other person's.
Smart.
Smart. You got a 50-50 chance of getting it right the first time.
There's some logistical problems with that tactic.
I don't know, what's the first one? I see, no, by the way, hold on, can you just hot up the phone?
Oh yeah, let's, there you go. Can you hear? No, wait, it's not on the board right now. There we go.
Can I just hit redial or do I have to remember it?
Motherfucker. Ugh. All right, we'll just have to call him back.
Okay, you are lucky that I don't know how to work a phone, Kathleen.
When I'm doing self-care, I like to do things like read.
Mm-hmm. That counts. It's for your mind.
Yeah.
Very important. See, because it might be, Bethany
is
not
with us. I don't
know
how to work a phone. How do I hang up the phone?
I'm not helping you because this is amazing to watch.
Who are we calling? I'm breaking up with both of you.
Look at her. Look at Bethany try and work a phone right now.
Okay, there are so many buttons on this phone.
There we go.
Okay.
Damn it.
Sorry.
She figured it out.
Or really long showers where you exfoliate every crevice of your body.
Every crevice. To sit on the floor of the shower and shower on the floor.
I've never done that. And you've told me that before, and I can't wrap my head around it. It sounds like just weird
because
to me.
A shower is the most relaxing thing you can do. And to think about not even having to focus on standing, like you don't even have to worry about your knees staying in place.
Do you put a cushion?
No. I mean, I have dead ass, so
a
I just sit
cushion?
On it. No, you just
she
sit.
She does have dead ass.
And then you can wash your hair. You just bring everything down to you, and you wash your hair down there, and you shower. It's wonderful. And then
you
can cry if you want to, but you don't have to cry every time.
Aww.
I like to cry on Tuesdays. Today's
Tuesdays
my crying,
your crying day.
But you don't have to cry. You can just be. You can drink or not drink.
Mm. Oh, I do love drinking in the tub.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not exactly the same thing. But
you can drink in the shower. Bring a bottle.
Okay.
You know, you can.
Sounds good.
You can scream or not scream.
That is the question.
You know, you can bring in a friend.
Uh-huh. Mm. My roommate always rejects me, but fine, I'll try again.
It's worth it.
They did that on the show Girls.
Yep.
They like shave their legs and eat cupcakes together in the bath.
Aww, they do.
Aw, that's really cute.
That's what they do.
Unless you're never nude, and then that's terrifying.
Unless you're Kathleen.
You just wear your shorts. Jean shorts.
See, showering with your friends while shaving legs and eating cupcakes should be what Valentine's Day is about. I think the holiday got a wrong frame for the picture. Like, I think it should just be, it's a general love thing, and I hate how it's attached to a significant other. Mm-hmm. Because even when I have, what is this, like maybe my second or third Valentine's Day where I've been dating someone, it's never, I don't like celebrating it much with that person. Like, one of my best friends, Kate, she is my forever Valentine.
And aww, that's nice.
Because it's a love thing. Why does it have to be a one-person thing?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's not. It counts to love yourself, too, which is why I bought a ring for myself, and I'm currently eating it right now.
Oh, a ring pop.
It's so good. It's blue raspberry.
Speaking of love.
Yeah, okay, let's pot up this phone. Hold on. It's not feeding.
Who are we calling?
I'm trying to call your callback husband. You know. Can we be bridesmaids?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
But this is only if there's a terrible tragedy in my life.
This is literally the last thing I want from you. I love Neil so much. Is your backup an alien? Is this a UFO?
I've always had a thing for extraterrestrials.
Well, you are just lucky that I...
Seriously?
Do you know what's really unfortunate? When somebody's born on Valentine's Day?
Aww.
Because it's a dumb holiday to begin with, and expectations run high and emotions run high. But then on top of it all, it's your damn birthday.
That's true. That I feel bad for anyone who's doubled up. Like, whose birthday is the day of a holiday.
I don't know how to turn the phone off.
I'm not helping you.
I really don't.
I'm sorry.
This is what you get for making fun of rom-coms.
our friend Mr. Movie Phone, today's his birthday.
Oh.
Happy birthday, Mr. Movie Phone.
Yeah, we can't call him that. The movie man? Whatever.
Happy birthday, right way to say it, man.
Yeah. So he has that double birthday thing, and I always forget his birthday, and then now it's his birthday.
My friend Nathan, too.
Imagine that you're single and you're living in a place where you don't have a lot of friends and it's your birthday on Valentine's Day. Oh, shoot.
Oh, God.
No.
I would just go buy a lot of blocks of cheese and a good bottle of wine.
Yeah, samesies.
That actually sounds like a nice alternative to celebrating it.
So I have to leave.
No.
I do.
First, talk about what we have to talk about, and it's this wonderful candle that was gifted to us.
I want
to
give a giant shout out to Jennifer Gunn. She's amazing. She sent us these candles from Wax Cabin Candle Company. They are brunch scented.
They are so delicious.
With they're made in Mendham, New Jersey.
Oh.
Mendham, New Jersey.
A local candle.
Fabulous.
It's so great.
Fragrance notes, rose. I choose rose.
Your mind sees what it wants.
Chardonnay, blood orange, and grapefruit. That was so nice.
Oh my God. It smells so good that I licked it.
Yeah.
It does not taste as good as it smells. But girl, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Nice. So thank you, Jennifer, from Wax Cabin Candle Company.
What if you leave us right now and then we get Kathleen's backup on the phone?
You know what? I'm going to listen to the podcast.
I'm not alone in this. There are people out there who have backup spouses. I'm telling you this right now.
I mean,
if you have a backup spouse, tweet us at Acquired Podcast. Public, your spouse may not know that you have a backup spouse. You might have a conversation at home later that night.
This is so true. We're going to learn so much today. Guys, we hope you had a fantastic Valentine's Day celebrating love for yourself, for your family, for your friends, for your other, whatever the hell you did. Amazing. I'm going to post a picture because I'm feeling pretty proud about the gift I made on our Instagram, which is at Acquired Taste Podcast.
Yes. Awesome.
Yeah. And okay, I'm going to go finish my ring pop.
What did you learn this week quickly? You're not getting out of it.
God.
You're not getting out of it.
I learned if you're going to buy a ring pop, don't buy it in blue because it gets on your fingers.
And your tongue.
And your tongue. Oh,
yeah.
What do I look like right now?
Ooh, you look like a blue raspberry.
Great.
You look like a giraffe.
Stock photo model.
Giraffe with your black tongue.
Kathleen. And when you eat it, your jewelry is gone.
It's so true. Oh, damn it. Kathleen, what'd you learn?
I learned that watching movies on VHS is charming in theory, but then it's like just really painful. I rented a house this weekend with my friends up in Vermont, and the house had a VHS player with a series of VHS tapes to watch.
Oh, no.
What year did you rent this house in?
I know. And we spent the whole weekend just watching VHS, of which I forced everybody to watch The Princess Diaries on VHS.
Yes.
Because, you know, you can never get enough Princess of Genovia.
Oh.
I love that damn Julia Andrews. But it wasn't as good as it was on regular DVD.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It was quite terrible.
I think that was nice, though. Trip down memory lane.
Yes.
Bethany, what did you learn this week?
I learned that a narwhal's tusk is actually a tooth.
A what?
What is a narwhal? Follow up.
It's like, I was not prepared for that follow-up question. You know in the movie Elf?
Yeah.
When he's like, bye, Mr. Narwhal, and he's like,
oh,
bye, buddy, hope you find your dad.
Yes!
Yeah, that's a narwhal. It is a real creature, sometimes thought to be a unicorn, but the giant tusk coming off the front of it is a tooth.
It resembles a horse?
Yeah, like a whale horse.
Oh my God, this is amazing. I didn't know it was a real thing.
Bye, buddy. Hope you find your dad.
Hope to find your dad.
Oh my gosh, Bethany, you lit me up.
Also, fun fact about narwhals, they really can speak English.
Wait, I'm confused. Narwhals are a real thing?
Yeah. I thought Mr. Narwhal was just a fake thing for the show.
It's a thing. It's a thing. Wow. It is a tusked animal.
I love
often,
that.
So back in the day,
go on,
like the medieval day, they would take the tusk and hand them to like royal people, saying that it's a unicorn horn, but it wasn't. It was from a narwhal.
You bull. You.
I bull not.
No bulls were no in the making of this podcast.
No bulls. No.
Do you know? I was just thinking about what exactly a narwhal would use its head husk for. And then I just imagined a whale horse living under the sea making a giant shish kebab on his head.
Don't forget to rotate.
Rotate, yeah.
I love this.
All right.
Let's wrap this puppy up because I got stuff stuck in my teeth. We love you so much. Thank you for tolerating and have a lovely, lovely week.
Bye.